Kyle, what is it? I mean, obviously, you had the hat trick this game, but what is it that could work well with that line, and what did we see work well alongside Line A and Hayes?
I think, you know, all guys are, I think the game pretty well, and when you have that type of skill and everybody can make plays and both finish around the net, it's fun to play with those type of players, and especially those two. And they open up so much ice, and they're pretty big bodies, and they can contain pucks too. So it was good and something to build on.
You played with different centers here, but how would you describe Hayes in the middle, and how, if he can complement your style?
Yeah, he's been great. He's such a good passer, but he reads the game really well, and offensively he gets on the forecheck and goes in the dirty areas and does the right things, holds on the pucks and creates space for me. And he's got an undercover good shot too, and it's pretty sneaky, and he can get off quick, so I think we're gonna see that too come from him.
How many text messages did you get after the hat trick? Did the phone blow up a bit?
Yeah, I guess friends, family, a lot of congrats, and it's great to have that kind of support, and it's always nice.
You said you don't do a lot of reflecting during the season, but what's it like to have the back-to-back 30-goal seasons?
Yeah, it's good, but it's something that I want to build on, and it's great. A lot of credit goes to this whole team, and the drive that they have right from training camp. We're a pretty motivated group, and I think that helped my game a lot.
Been named the NHL's first starter of the week. I don't know if you even know that. I think it just came out. But does that make you feel after the game that you had? And it must be a reward.
It's always nice to get some recognition, but it's all business from here on out, and we're pretty focused as a group, and me personally. So it's task at hand for me.
Kyle, this late in the schedule, do you pay any extra attention to what Dallas is doing just because they could be a first-round opponent tonight?
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of looking to see how it's going to shape out here in the playoffs, watching the games. It's a pretty tight race. It could be a potential first-round matchup, like you said. So, it's going to be a good game tonight, and it's going to have some, playoff implications, down the road.
Are you the type that set numbers as goals after having hit the 30 goal mark this year? Is it that you set looking for 30 again? Is it you look for 40? Like, what is?
No, not really. I mean, the biggest focus is working hard and taking day by day for me. And, I try not to focus on, the outcome. Points if you're scoring or not, if you're creating chances, doing the right things, it's a matter of time, you're going to get rewarded. And so that's been my mindset throughout the whole year.
Some of the benefits too to being part of
the
penalty kill. I mean, does it
help
keep the flow of the game going in some ways?
Yeah, it does. We can go stretches. You go 4-6 minutes, 3 penalties in a row, and you're sitting there on the bench and you kind of feel out of the game. You try to stay up and talk to the players that are going out there and try to stay focused in the game. But I think going out there and getting a couple shifts throughout there keeps me engaged, and keeps the legs ready to go.
Power plays, sort of feel more and more comfortable getting more involved down low in terms of creating other plays and giving other options?
Yeah, it's it's really in a position I've never really played in the power play, right? So since this year, a little bit last year, but so it's a little more familiarity, and just reading certain plays and getting familiar, so it's kind of second nature when you get the puck down there. It's just kind of reaction now.